we finally got out of this train at Kanburi, one of the bigger towns of Thailand, although, of course, we were on the, well on the outskirts of the town, but food was brought into us. It was possible to get hard-boiled eggs, and there was plenty of hot water going for what they called hot sweet lime tea. It was just hot water sweetened with lime juice squirted into it, but we thought it was absolutely delicious. And it was getting cold there too, and we were in tents. But that was a camp where we could rehabilitate ourselves for a couple of weeks before the next long train trip back to Changi. A lot of, course, the sick never left there. They just could not go any further, and tragically many died in that camp who, just for the sake of vitamins or the right treatment, those who had put up with so much and fought so hard on the railway, literally working themselves to death, to die when they were almost within sight of Changi, was very, very sad. Two of my own men, of whom I was very fond, held in very high regard, died there. Once more into the steel-sided trucks to go down the Malay Peninsula into Changi. The men seemed to become more and more exhausted. And when we finally arrived in Singapore, I found that they were reluctant even to move. They had become lethargic again. They had to be almost pushed out of the door, and whatever utensils we had, because we clung grimly to our cooking gear, our big iron saucepans and pots and what they call koalis for cooking rice in, it had to be more or less pushed into their arms, and had to be cajoled into making one last effort to take with them back to Changi the implements for cooking their meals, because the officers realized that this migration back to Changi would impose quite a strain on the facilities of that camp. It was very strange when we got back to Changi camp, which was still the camp of the original Gordon Highlanders, the camp we have been in after we had surrendered, and when we returned from the wharves before we were sent off on our working parties. But we were regarded with considerable suspicion by the Changi Chocos, as they were called, the men who had never gone off on a working party. And indeed we were segregated in a place called Southern Area. There was a barbed wire fence, a couple of them, between us and the men who had never left Changi, and a bitumen road going between. And it was quite ridiculous. We had to get a pass to go from our camp. It's a pass issued by the camp command, the English and Australian senior officers. They issued this pass, and only small parties were allowed to go at a time across this road into the wonderful little paradise that these fellows have made for themselves